Hallelujah. Well, happy Sunday morning to you, and happy Palm Sunday. Feliz Domingo por la mañana y feliz día Domingo de los Ramos. Amen. So praise God. We want to, Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome all of you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend, a church you can call home. Amen. So praise God. Where we honor God, love families, serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So praise God. All right, we'll do them there. So we want to welcome all our family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about the Jesus triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Amen. Woo, so praise God. So happy Palm Sunday again. Keep going, Carmen. Let me see what we got here. Okay, well, let's make this declaration together. Amen. Let's make this declaration. Grab your Bibles. I got so many up here. But this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. I'll say this again. You know, we need to grow in the things of God. Or we say we need to mature on the Word of God on a daily basis. It's just like climbing those steps, climbing that ladder, you know. You got to go one step at a time. But, you know, as you climb up, new levels, new devils. And, you know, the only thing that's going to make them go is to submit yourself to God. You resist him, and he's got to flee. He ain't going to want to hang out anymore. You know what? He's going to book. He's going to go. Amen. So praise God. So get in the Word. That's the only thing, you know, it's the Word of God that's going to put him on the run. It's the Word, not only the Word of God in you, it's the Word of God that's coming out of you. So you have to speak it out. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get going. Amen. One of them is this. It's a new day. Amen. It's a new day. Today is a new blessing from God. If you don't know that, now you know. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It says, don't let yesterday's failures and pains ruin the beauty of a new day. Give thanks and be grateful. Amen. And what does people, what, you know, if you're not saved, enemy's going to use you in the wrong way. You're going to say something negative to somebody instead of saying something kind to somebody. That ain't going to bless them. That's going to put them down. And that's what the world does. Everywhere you go, it's negative. That's why it's so important you renew your mind, because the mind is the battlefield. Amen. And you got to be ready. Get the Word in you, you know. So you know what? If it don't line up with the Word of God, say, that's not for me. That's not what the Word of God says. That's not for me. You can go somewhere else. Amen. So praise God. It says every day has its own promises of love, hope, peace, success, and joy, strength, and many more blessings from God. He wants to bless you. Amen. It's a new day. So what? Guess what? He says, rejoice and be glad in it. You know, if you've got a frown in your face and you just want to sit and do nothing, you know, you're not rejoicing. Because that's what he wants you to do. Rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because he's blessed you with a new day. And it's not for you to sit and be sad about it. It's for you to be rejoiced and be glad. Thank you, Lord. I've got a mission. He's got a mission. He's got a call on you. He's got a mission for you. And he's equipped you to win, not to lose. If you're losing, it's not because of him. Amen. We got to get things right and line up with the Word of God. And press on what he's called you to do. He didn't exclude you. He included you. You're on God's winning team. So why are you still losing? Amen. You got to cast all that mess on him and press on. That's what he told a man, you know. He said, hey, get up, pick up your bed and go. Take up all this stuff. Just dump it, you know. Give it to me. I want it. And you're still holding on to it. We can't succeed and fulfill our mission if we're holding on to that mess. Jesus fulfilled his mission because he went to the Father. Say, Lord, I need Father, I need your strength. Amen. And he completed his mission. Amen. He completed his mission and went to the cross. You know, when he came into Jerusalem, he already knew the time was up. He knew he was going to his death. Didn't stop him. And when he was crucified,
He told the Father, forgive him. Amen. So, you know, who are we to hold against? We're his church. We're his body. So we are to fulfill what he wants us to do. Amen. But we ain't going to do it just sitting down doing nothing. Amen. Like Pastor Pat says, you know, we're not here to entertain you. We're not here to tickle your ears. We're here to empower you to go and succeed what God has called you to do. Again, he didn't exclude you. He included you. You're part of his team. He didn't forget about you. We forget about him. We can't forget about him and what he paid for us. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. But I can dedicate myself back to him and do what he's called me to do. Whether it be big or small, it doesn't matter. As long as I do it unto him, you're going to be blessed. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Pastor Pat read this earlier, so I'll read it to you again. These are called scripture breaks. You know, we take coffee breaks. We take smoke breaks. We take all kinds of breaks. Well, why not take a scripture break? Where are you going? I'm going to take me a scripture break. It can't stop you. It can't stop you from drinking coffee or smoking or whatever you do. I'm going to read me a scripture break. It says, don't grow weary. You may be tired, but don't grow weary. It's normal to be tired and even exhausted. Jesus set himself apart from to pray and to rest. If Jesus did it, so can we. Amen. It says, and he told his disciples, do the same. It's okay to rest. Just don't allow yourself to grow weary in doing good. There's a difference. Rest will cure your fatigue, but a weary heart is dangerous for your destiny. Ask the Lord for the spiritual strength that you need to keep fighting the good fight of faith. That's what he calls you to do. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Yes. Hebrews tells us it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. So we need to walk by faith. He says to walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by fear. Because if you ain't walking in faith, you're walking in fear. Yes. Amen. So he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So, child of God, you can go and do what he's called you to do. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, sometimes when I'm, well, by myself, I confess the word and I speak it out so I could hear it. Amen. And it's going to bless me even more to confess the word instead of confessing the negative things I used to confess. And I was not ashamed to say those things. I just said them out loud. If I got a little few drinks in me, I would say a whole lot more. Man, that mouth is just, that tongue is just go crazy. But Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you got to be careful. So, you know, speak life. Speak the right things. Be positive and not negative. Amen. Be good to yourself. You're a child of God. You're not junk. Amen. You're somebody going somewhere to happen for somebody. I told myself that the other day. I was walking by the post office. Man, I'm a blessing of God going somewhere to happen for somebody. You're the closest thing to a Bible. You're the closest thing to the Word of God going somewhere to happen for somebody. So instead of holding your mouth closed, why don't you open it up and say, oh, it's so good to see you. Have a blessed day. Instead of cussing them out or saying something negative. Or the worst thing is, don't even say anything. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, is telling you, bless my child. I died for them. So who are we to hold back what God wants to deliver through you? But you held your tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. It's blessing me. I don't know about you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you one scripture, Isaiah 40 and 31. We sing it all the time. It says, but those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're waiting on you, Lord. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Ooh, hallelujah. That blesses me. I don't know about you. Amen. So praise God. Well, let's get into our lesson. Praise God. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says, Jesus' triumphal entry into in Jerusalem. It says, Happy Palm Sunday. Keep going. Happy Palm Sunday. Keep going. One more. There you go. Again, Happy Palm Sunday. It says, marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It also begins the Holy Week. Amen. So we're beginning the Holy Week. And before we go into our lesson, I want to give you one of my favorite stories here. Amen. His little boy name was Carter. And he stayed home because he wasn't feeling well. So he stayed home on Palm Sunday, you know, and he stayed home with his mom. Father returned from church holding a palm leaf, you know, just like the one I've got here. He was holding a palm leaf. So a little boy curious asked him, he says, "Why do you have that palm, Dad?" Dad, quoting the pastor's message, says, "When Jesus came into town, says everyone waving palm branches to honor him. So we got palm branches today." The little boy said, "Man, I missed one Sunday and Jesus shows up." So, I know, he wanted to be there, but he wasn't feeling well. So he stayed home. But he said, "Man, Jesus showed up when I'm home, when I stayed home." But he had to stay home. But anyway, some of you watching, some of you listening, you need to be in church somewhere. Amen. Amen. Some of you running from church, but you need to be there because God has called you. Some of you have never confessed Him as Lord and Savior. You know what? Now is the time for you to, all you need to do is say, "Lord Jesus, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior." And He's going to change you for life. Amen. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Well, anyway, we're going to be talking about Jesus' triumphal entry. Amen. And all the four Gospels, and if you want to take a picture of it, or I can give you a copy, but all four Gospels, including this event, and we're going to read Matthew 21, 1 through 11, so you can start opening your Bibles there, and Mark 11, 1 through 11, Luke 19, 20 through 28 through 40, and John 12, 12 through 19. Amen. It says Jesus spent 3.5 years through words and actions what the kingdom of God should look like. Sick is healed, bones are mended, demons are driven out. You have the authority. You have the same power, the same authority confessing the word of God. And you know what? You're fighting a defeated foe. The Bible says Satan is a defeated foe. But you still got to use the word. Amen. Use God's word. It says hungry are fed, forgive the unforgivable. You know what? Every time you go somewhere, you're going to meet somebody that's unforgivable. And you feel like saying something not so nice. But Jesus went through the same thing. But what did Jesus do? We can do the same thing. Confess His word. Amen. Confess His word. It says, forgive the unforgivable, love the unlovable, and the dead are raised. Amen. So, man, Jesus went and taught for 3.5 years before He went through this. Amen. So, Jesus says, this is the day of celebration. Jesus is worship and praise. Jesus began His final week of ministry by entering Jerusalem among a triumphal, victorious celebration. Man, they had a big parade for Him. And there was waving, well, let me finish here. It says, multitudes greeted Him, shouting hosannas, waving those palm branches. Amen. Just waving them. Amen. In their hands as He entered the city of Jerusalem. It says, King Jesus is riding into Jerusalem on a donkey colt. Listen, this is what I said a few minutes ago, knowing that He was riding to His death. You know, He knew what the Father sent Him. And He knew what His mission was. And He's going to fulfill His mission. You know what God has called you to do. Amen. So line up with the Word of God and fulfill what God has called you to do. Big or small, still fulfill what He's called you to do. He says He knew what was waiting for Him. Amen. So you know what? You need to, every day, spend time with Him before you go out into the world. Because they're waiting on you. Them Goliaths out there, them giants, these demons are waiting on you. But you know what? Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And you prepare yourselves before you go out there. But you know what? When you have Jesus in you, nothing can defeat you. Amen. He's a defeated foe. But you got to step out in faith. Amen. Step out in faith. So King Jesus is coming. It says, Jesus enters Jerusalem as a king. This week, his crucifixion and his resurrection. Amen. So open your Bibles to Matthew, the 21st chapter, and verse 1 through 11 we're going to read. Amen. That's our reading for today. We do use the Word of God. Amen. That's what we read from. That's what we learn from. Amen. So praise God. Say Matthew 21, 11 through 12. It says, now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, and you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughters of Zion, behold, the king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey. Amen. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut branches from the palm trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried, saying, Hosanna. They weren't whispering. They cried. They shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had gone into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude says, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. So Jesus has come in as king. So we're going to find out a week later what happens. Amen. John 13, go to the dictionary. John 12:13 says, they took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Yeah. Amen. And the Amplified says they took the branches from palm trees in homage to him as king and went to meet him. And they began to shouting, not whispering. When we was in the world, we would shout stuff at. We come to church and we look quiet as little mice. We don't say much. But they were shouting and kept shouting. Hosanna, blessed, celebrated praise is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you. Says, so Jesus during Holy Week enters Jerusalem as an exalted king. High, glorified, noble, dignified. Week later, he is rejected and crucified by the same people. Remember, be a God pleaser, not people pleaser, or a crowd pleaser. The crowd has seen Jesus call Lazarus back to life, and they told, man, the word spread out. This one called gospel, not gossip. Since the crowd has seen Jesus call Lazarus back to life, many came because they heard of the mighty miracle. Yeah. Amen. So praise God. Well, during the week, many turned, mocked, and ridiculed him. Yeah. Amen. The same people. Mm-hmm. So beware, be careful. It's Holy Week. We're talking about a Thursday. We're going to just talk about Thursday and Fridays. But it says, Thursday, the Lamb of God gives a new commandment to love God and to love others. Yeah. Amen. The Last Supper is a final meal that Jesus shared with his apostles in Jerusalem before the crucifixion. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world. And listen, if you're so dignified and think that you're not good enough, well, that's Jesus coming in. You see the clothes in the palm branches. Keep going to the next one. Yeah. This is what the Bible says. You go look it up for yourself. Matthew 20 and 28, New King James says, just as the Son of Man, you see Son, Man in caps, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So he came to serve, so show us what it is to love and to serve one another. If he could do it, so can we. Amen. And the Amplified says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he sacrificed his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But he says, for God so loved the world. He didn't say certain people, certain group. He said, for God so loved the world. That means everybody. So who are we to pick and choose who we share Jesus with? As long as they confess him as Lord and Savior, they shall be saved. Amen. So we just need to sow a seed, water it, you know, and Jesus is going to give the increase. Amen. Praise God. Blesses me. So Jesus came to serve, not to be served. He showed an example of how to serve. He predicts his betrayal. Jesus predicts Peter's denial. And then he also says in John 14:6, he says, and New King James says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. There's no other way. Only highway to heaven is through Jesus. Amen. The Amplified says, Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God, and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Nobody else died for you. Nobody else is going to die for you. Amen. And you ain't going to have salvation through anybody else. Or you ain't going to buy your way to heaven. There's no other way. It's God's way or the highway. Amen. Praise God. So Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. Amen. John 14:26 says, New King James says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. So you know what? Renew your mind. Because you, every time you go out in the world, you're bombarded by all kinds of negative stuff. Amen. So you got to, you know, the battle, again, the battlefield is the mind. And you're going to get it full of all kind of negative stuff. It's just polluted. So you got to renew your mind and get all this, let all this stuff go and cast it on him. Give it to him. I'm glad to, I don't know about your area, but every Friday, that dump truck, garbage truck comes to by my house. And, you know, I make sure I dump all my trash in there. But you know what? Jesus is there all the time. We got to dump all that trash and give it to him. He says, I've got a mission for you. But you can't do it, you know, polluted with all this extra stuff, you know. You got to clear it up so you can fulfill what it is I've called you to do. Amen. You got to get yourself right. Be light, not hit weight down with all kind of stuff. Praise God. And the new Amplified says, listen, but the Helper, he's your helper. He's not just a somebody. Well, something just told me. We talked about that on Bible study. He's not just a somebody or something is telling me. No, he's your helper. He's your comforter, your advocate, your intercessor, your counselor, your strengthener. You stand by the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things and he will help you remember everything that I have told you. Don't go around saying, you know, I can't remember. I can't do it. I can't. Don't go there anymore. Don't even say it. Even though it pops in your head, don't mean it's got to pop out of your mouth. Don't be negative. Stop being negative. But say the right things. Confess the right things. You know what? It's going to make some people mad. It's going to make the devil jealous and mad. But it's going to make some people mad because, oh, who do they think they are? Well, I'm a child of God. Amen. And you know, they see you doing good. And they so jealous, they don't want to get involved. Amen. Until they finally say, you know, hey, I want what you got. What is it you got? I've got the greater one. I've got Jesus in me. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And they, you know what? It's them seeds you've been sowing just by doing. Amen. They don't. You don't even have to say anything. It's just your words and your actions, or just your actions doing it, everything unto Him, and they see that. And the seeds, man, them seeds are just being passed out. Amen. They're going out and saying, I want what you got. Give me what you got. Amen. Well, good. Praise God. I'm going to give it to you. And the true vine, he told me, the true vine. What is the true vine? Amen. Says, John 15, 1 and 2, New King James says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for straightening me out. Amen. I need all that pruning. We all need some pruning. You know, I have your way in my life, Lord. You know, surrender yourself and just give it all to Him. He's going to take those things away and He'd be gone. Amen. He's going to put the right people in your life. Amen. And some people are there for a season and gone. Let them go. He's going to bring new in. Amen. Some of them going to be there for life, but still, let Him do the pruning. Amen. Praise God. Woo! The world haters. There's a lot of haters out there. You know, so you gotta have your full armor on, amen. You gotta have your mind renewed as often as needed, amen. But it says, keep going. It says, John, I put it in three translations there. New Living Translation says, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. His greatest example is it hated Him first. They crucified Him. Amen. Praise God. They couldn't kill Him until He gave Himself back to the Father. New King James says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And the Amplified says, if the world hates you, and it does, okay? It does. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. It says, know that it has hated me before it hated you. So, you know what? Well, He's the Son of God. You know what? They just took it easy with Him. Is that right? Is that why they beat Him, put stripes on Him, and spit on Him, and pulled all His beard out, and put stripes on His back, and crucified Him? Amen. The only reason they didn't break His legs is because He was already dead. But they would break His legs, you know, before they take Him down. But they never broke a bone on Jesus. Amen. But they stuck Him on the side. We're getting there. It says, we must be willing and able to continue the work of Jesus in the world. Yes. He put us here to fulfill His mission. Yes. Amen. So you're here for a very important mission. Yes. Amen. That only you can fulfill. Yes. Amen. We're always looking for somebody else to do it. Uh-huh. Well, He's called you to do something. Yes. You know, He talks about His church like He talks about this physical body. This physical body has many parts. And every part in this body is functional and has a important purpose for it. Amen. So you're part of the church body. And your part is important. Amen. So whatever it may be, we don't have to copy one another. If you're going to copy somebody, you copy Him. Amen. You copy Him. But you have an important part in the body of Christ. And include yourself. Don't exclude yourself. I don't care who said what. Just forget about what so brother or sister, holy so-and-so said. Just know what the Word of God says. And go by what the Word of God says, not by this religious person, okay? Praise God. I forgot where I was. So it says, we must be willing and able to continue the work of Jesus in the world, sharing what the kingdom of God should look like through our words, our actions, and by going, stepping out in faith and watching the words, speaking faith-filled words. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver, denied by his closest friend, Peter. Abandoned by every one of his followers. He's dragged away as a criminal for committing no crime, no sin. Amen. Says Judas agrees to betray Jesus. That's his treasure. Says Matthew 26:14-16, New King James. Then one of his 12 disciples, one of his 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver, so that that time he sought, from that time on, he sought opportunities to betray him. Yeah. Amen. You know, he's a treasurer, so I want some money in my treasury, so I'm going to go sell him. Amen. That's not good. Nope. Says, the silent, innocent king stands in front of earthly powers, where he is beaten, spit on, and found guilty. Amen. I didn't put this on there, but they released a criminal named Barabbas instead of releasing Jesus. Amen. That's totally wrong. Good Friday, Jesus will have a crown of thorns placed on him because he calls himself, he's crowned king. Amen. He's king. Nails driven through his hands and feet. Spears stuck in Jesus' side. Jesus is crucified, executed for me and you. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. It says, don't betray Jesus like the disciples. Seeking things instead of him. Seeking blessings instead of the blessor. Amen. Seeking things instead of peace and understanding. Making excuses for not assembling ourselves together. He says, to assemble ourselves together. He didn't say, find something else. He says, assemble yourselves together. Come and be empowered. Come and be encouraged. Amen. Says, making excuses for not serving him or other or his people. Amen. For God so loved the world, his people. Amen. Says, don't abandon him like the disciples, going through our daily lives as if Jesus never existed. Amen. We can't do that. Denying him like Peter. Jesus paid the price for our salvation. We still reject, disobey, and abandon him. It says this conquering king, Jesus, rode on a donkey and climbed up at that tree and died for you. So that you may experience the abundance of life here and eternal life. Amen. It says this is not our home. It says heaven is our home. We're just passing through. And you know why you're passing through? You're my church. So go and be ministers of reconciliation. Go and be my ambassadors. Be my mouthpiece on earth that I can use you to bring my people back to me. That's what he wants. Amen. John 10:10 says, the thief, the devil, and whatever you want to call him, he says, doesn't come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He says, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I like the Amplified. It says, the thief only comes in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to full till it overflows. Amen. Ooh, man, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to end it on this, okay? But just only the Gospels, the good news, offer this. The lost and blind world cannot offer it. Fortunes, fames, families, friends cannot buy it. You can only get it through the passion of the Christ. Amen. The shed blood of Jesus, knowing that he called, he anointed you, he equipped you, and he's gifted you. Amen. I said it many times, but I'll say it again. I hate to be standing in front of him one day and him asking me, why didn't you do what I called you to do? Why didn't you use the gifts I gave you? Instead of saying, you know, I can't. But through Christ, you can. It says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lord, I need your strength. I don't care how many times you got to say it a day. When you're around negative people, around this negative world, you got to renew your mind. Say, Lord, I need your strength to fulfill this day. And you go and fulfill what it is he's given you to do. Amen. And knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes. Invite him, everyone, to church. Yes. Amen. That's your part. It's not just pastor's part. Wherever you are, I can't go everywhere you go. Man, once we leave these four walls here and go out that door, you go to all kinds of different places. That's your area of ministry. I said this is the closest thing to the Bible. Some of these people will be around. So now is your time to shine. Let your light shine for Jesus. Amen. And share with them. You know, you need to be in church somewhere. Amen. Sow the seed. God loves you. Be kind. People are curious, you know, they want to know, you know, why are you so happy in this bad world? Because of Jesus. Amen. I'm rejoicing and being glad because he's given me a day to serve him. Amen. Said, be a minister of reconciliation. Me an ambassador. If you don't know what ambassador is, that's a mouthpiece. He goes and be an ambassador for Jesus wherever you go. Be his mouthpiece. He can use, you're giving yourself back to him. He's using you to reconcile people back to him. Yes. Amen. Amen. But you got to do your part. Yes. Amen. Don't just sit. It's time to get up and do. Amen. So, anyway, we're going to close right there and know that Jesus loves you. Amen. So, happy Palm Sunday to you. Yes. Amen. God loves you and we love you. So, those of you who are watching, if you're still running, stop running. Yes. Rededicate yourself back to him. He's not finished with you. Amen. Get back and do what he's called you to do. If you have never confessed him, you know, this is the day that you, all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Change me. And you know what? He's going to change you. But you know what he's going to say? He says, I forgive you. You forgive yourself. Amen. Get up and press on. I'm not finished with you. I've called you to do whatever it is he's called you to do. But you got to spend time with him. Amen. You have sickness in your body. You know what? He has no sickness. It was put on Jesus at the cross. Amen. It was put on Jesus at the cross. By his stripes, you're healed. Confess his word. So sickness, I don't receive you. My body is not for you. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So no malfunctions in my body. No malfunctions. Everything functioned in the way he created it to function. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it's time to give. So, go to our website, nbcbigben.com. Or if you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. Or Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church or the Big Ben. God loves you and we love you. So, have a blessed Palm Sunday. We love you. God bless. Bye-bye.